You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to Wednesday evening's action in Dundalk, an 8-race card on their all-weather surface to look forward to. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Hi, buddy. Yeah, really well, mate.
Good man. Twice the fun at Dundalk again this week.
Yeah, regular theme, isn't it now? We're getting quite a few Wednesdays and Fridays, the two double-headers, which is great. I mean, I always think Dundalk once a week actually was underused for many years, and such as the variety and the sort of need for it, I think it'll be welcomed by punters and connections alike.
Yeah.
And it's been well represented. You know, good card tonight, plenty of good runners, just beginning to stack up now the fields. The maidens are looking a bit more stronger and some of the other handicaps are, well represented. So, all in all, it's a good move.
You could never get enough of Dundalk.
Not really, no.
Fair enough.
Not sure what my missus would say about it. I'm just nipping off to go and watch another race. She never sees me on a Friday night.
Yeah. Fair enough. Strong opinions there tonight then, Andy? You sound pretty confident.
Yeah, a little bit more upbeat tonight. Yeah, I've had a couple of bets. Might make it maybe a few more later on, but there's two very, very strong bets on the card. Unfortunately, we're doing this podcast around about sort of 10 o'clock and one of them, the price has completely been caved in.
Yes, keep that one under your hat for now. We'll move on to that later on because we're just talking off air and it's your super nap, isn't it? So
it is a very strong nap tonight, yeah. I've been busy trying to back this horse all morning.
We'll move on to that in due course. The 5:30, though, is the first race. We start here with an Irish Stallion Farms EBF Fillies Maiden. It's over 7 furlongs and the market headed by Lady Lambert, who's 9-4. A bit of a nibble on Multiviz, who's 4s into 3s. 3-1 for Rock and Roll Baby. Petticoat Government is 6-1. 7-1 for High Honcho. And 8-1 or bigger prices for the others. You have quite a strong opinion in the opener as well, don't you?
I do, yeah. I think the form that is represented at the front end of the market by the two horses that have already been at the track is very, very modest, to say the least. And I'm not sure how they've managed to get their ratings that they have, particularly Rock and Roll Baby, who finished third in a desperately weak maiden here on the 2nd of October. Was obviously slowly away and ran on belatedly to finish third. But I suppose it, because it finished 8th of 9 in a listed race, the handicap of miraculously has given her a mark of, as I said, 80. I'm just not sure about that at all. Drawn in stall 14, I don't really give this horse any chance of winning this. Lady Lambert as well, I put her up the last day and I was really disappointed with her effort, to be fair. She managed to somehow finish out the frame, which is a bit of a lamentable display considering she'd run really eye-catchingly well on debut. So I think she's worth taking on as well. And I actually think this is a two-horse race, and I think the prices are all wrong completely, particularly for the one I do fancy, which is Petticoat Government. Now, for those of us that keep time figures, we've been waiting for horses out of that race, which was won by Pretty Perfect, to start coming out. And this is the first one, because that two-year-old of Aidan O'Brien's clocked unbelievably on that day, the 25th of October, in a star-studded card, the fastest furlong per furlong time on that eight-race card, which is quite incredible, considering there was a Group 3 race won by Sovereign Debt, another listed race won by Moonlight Magic, Silver Concord, who took the November handicap. You know, these are really good quality races run at strong paces, and it was quite incredible that the very first race of the day produced the best performance. So I'm looking to, like I say, get with the form. This Petticoat Government ran a good deal better than the finishing position suggested. She kind of like lost her place at halfway when the tempo was increasing all the time, and she got shuffled back through the pack, but she didn't have come on quite nicely. Lady finisher never near a sixth. On top of that, she ran third on debut on soft ground behind a horse called Seven Left, who's gone on to win subsequently for Sheila Lavery. Well drawn tonight from a stable that do really well with fillies. I can't see this horse not being in the frame here tonight. And if you can get anything each way, 6-1, I think this is an absolute miracle, but really, really good price.
Okay, strong bet for Andy then in the first. Petticoat Government each way. The 6 o'clock is race two on the card. This one is the Big Bad Bob Maiden. Colson Gelding's maiden over 7 furlongs. And the market headed by Red Ranner, who's 2-1, 11-4 for Alphonsus. Aspen Mountain, 9-2, 10-1 for Oscar Dominguez. 12-1 for Charles Missile and Crazy Tornado. Hasselnut another at 12s and 14s or bigger for the others. Who'd you like in the second race, Andy?
Yeah, again, another race which doesn't really have that much strength in depth beyond the first two or three in the betting. I thought this was between Red Ranner and Aspen Mountain. Red Ranner, really nice horse, trained by Willie Brown, caught the eye second time up in a race which was won by Black Sea from the Aidan O'Brien stable. Of course, then went on to finish third behind Mickey O'Callaghan's star two-year-old Blue de Vega. So I think that form's really good. And even though this horse was 100-1 poke, I don't think it was a fluke at all, because he stayed him very strongly up the stand-side ride. He looks a lovely horse, typical Teofilio, big, strong, lengthy individual. And the third has also won as well, horse called Atward. So, like I said, I wouldn't be underestimating this one at all, just because it's trained by a small handler. The main danger, as I said, might come from Aspen Mountain, who ran a really nice race first time up at Garen back on the 20th of September. Was up with the speed from a long way before getting tired late on easy ground. And certainly shaped as out that mile, certainly first time out anyway, just slightly stretched his stamina. I think the drop back to 7 furlongs is a good move, therefore, by David Watchman. And with a couple of winners out of that race already, Black Sea, who ties in with Red Ranner, he was fourth in that race. And a horse called Jack and Donna Hagar, who was well beaten on that occasion, has won a couple of handicaps subsequently for Aidan O'Brien. So, like I say, you've either got a win bet there with Red Ranner or a nice each-way alternative with Aspen Mountain.
A couple of runners to consider then in the 6 o'clock there. The 6.30 is the third race on the card. This one is a handicap over 7 furlongs. It's for three-year-olds and older. And Chestnut Fire well back to this morning, 9-2 into 7-2 at the top of the market. 4-1 for Kodiak's Back. Zillin, another one that's attracting a bit of interest. 10s into 8s. 8-1 for Burns at Bay. Splash Top 9s. 10s for Poetic Choice. And Split the Atom. Eco Eye is another one at 10-1. And 16s or bigger for the others. A couple of market moves there, Andy. Who do you like in the 6.30?
Yeah, I think the market's got this one absolutely spot on, whereas other races tonight, they haven't. I think Chestnut Fire and Kodiak's Back are the two to concentrate on here. You can get 7-2 for Chestnut Fire and roughly 4-1 for Kodiak's Back, so it's a bit of a coin toss here for me. I'd probably on this occasion go for Kodiak's Back, just because I think he's in great form at the moment. He's been handed another really good draw for his run style. He likes to slide along around the inside and save ground, and he's usually got a fairly potent turn of foot at the end of the race. It's hard to see him not finishing the frame yet again from that stall position, and that's why at 4-1 I think he's a good each way bet. But I am very fearful of Chestnut Fire, who was a horse I've tipped before when he won at Fairy House. We were with him that day on the 29th of September when he quickened up to beat subsequent winner The Eyes Have It. He ran well from a bad draw next time out at the Curra over 7 furlongs, staying on quite nicely down the outside of the track behind Wexford Opera. The time of that race is fairly good, albeit the form of the race hasn't worked out as well as I thought it would, because I went for downforce the other day out of that race and that ran a little bit below par. But it's a typical Mickey Halford horse, this. Very lightly raced, now ready to step up to the plate on the all-weather, and not a badly handicapped horse as well. It's with a mark of 74. But as I said, I'm going to stick with Kodiak's Back. He's done us proud of late, and while he continues to thrive, I should think we better stick with him.
Kodiak's Back, the selection for Andy then in the 6.30. The 7 o'clock is race 4 on the card. This one is a handicap over a mile. It's for 3-year-olds and older that are rated 47-65. And Scary Rules heads the market at 4-1. 5-1 for Grays de Colour. Chatter 10, 15-2. 8-1 for Pretty Famous. Red Words also 8s. 9s for Busser. And Tanzanite and 10-1 are bigger prices for the others. There is an unrunner here as well. Number 11, Zar Paul, the four-time course winner, is not a runner tonight. So what do you make of the 7 o'clock, Andy?
Not a great deal, if I'm being honest, Mark. I think it's very significant that Grays de Colour, who was well punted for the Charles Burns stable, is yet again very, very popular in the market. With the blinkers on first time, anything could happen with that horse, really. Obviously considered to be much better than a 47-rated horse currently. But you could fancy 4 or 5 in this, you know. Scary Rules have been in good form. If she gets a better run through than she did the last day, she could easily bounce back to the form which saw her won the time before. Pretty Famous has been in good form. Chatterton, he's an old favourite of mine, but he's a bit of a frustrating character. Certainly got the ability, but whether he consents it to put it all in is obviously open to question. So with sort of like lots of doubt shrouded over quite a few of these, I'm going to play this race with a fairly straight bat. despite the poor draw in trap 13, which could be slightly problematical for this horse. I'm going to go with Red Words each way here at 8-1 with William Hill this morning. I think that's a fairly generous enough each way price, considering that she's been fairly consistent in the last three starts. Most notably, two of them, of course, here have come over course and distance. First of all, behind Scary Rules on the 9th of October, and then chasing home the very well-handicapped Mickey Halford horse here a couple of weeks ago, a horse called Hat Al Nasser. Certainly the way it kept on in the home straight suggests that this horse is maintaining its level of form. And there's no reason to suggest why she wouldn't run up to that level tonight, albeit, like I say, it could have done with a slightly better draw. So Red Words looks a fairly decent each-way bet in that race.
Red Words each way for Andy in the 7 o'clock. The 7.30 is race 5 on the card. This one is a handicap over a mile for three-year-olds and older. Nine of them in the lineup here, and 9-2 the field this morning. Takata Blue at the top of the market at 9-2. 5-1 for Shawnee. Rummaging 5-1. 6-1 for Bisham Bedi. 13-2 for Political Policy. 7s for Reckless Lad. And 15-2 or bigger prices for the others. As the market suggests, they're only quite an open event. Plenty of course form in there as well. So how do you decipher the 7.30?
Yeah, not very easily, Mark, is the answer to your question. I mean, this is the hardest race on the night by quite a way. And, you know, you wouldn't be surprised whichever one of the first 6 or 7 won in this particular race. Takata Blue is very consistent. Rummaging loves it here. He's been a real stable star for the last several years. Political Policy, he's running well. Captain Cullen, it's hard to dismiss him totally out of hand. He'll be, I think he's been much better over shorter distances in the last few weeks. Shawnee, not sure whether he quite gets the mile. I think his best form's at 7 furlongs, if I'm being picky with him. So I'm left with one, really, and that's going to be Bisham Bedi. Now, regular podcasters will know what a talented horse, yet frustrating individual this is at the same time, because he can be very slowly away. Well, not can be. He often is very slowly away, and because of that impediment, it rather puts him behind the eight ball. It's not to suggest, however, that he can't make up the lost ground, because he really should have won here two starts ago when ridden by Donica O'Brien. I think Donica probably would have gone back into his dad and held his hands and said, I gave this horse a little bit too much to do, because he wasn't proactive enough in the early part of that race to get him involved. He absolutely flew home to finish a neck behind the eventual winner, Golden Raven. Unfortunately, the same tactic stroke slow beginning happened last time out when he was just as slowly out the traps. But unfortunately, that 7-furlong trip when they all quickened in the home straight was against him. He's back up to a mile tonight. So that's the kind of crumb of comfort I'm sort of hoping with him this evening, that extra furlong will just give him a chance to get back into the race at the back end. So it's very, very tentatively, but Bisham Bedi each way is a selection there.
Bisham Bedi each way then for Andy in the 7.30. The 8 o'clock is race 6 on the card. This one is Division 1 of this mile and a quarter handicap for three-year-olds and older, rated 47-65. Artiste Celeb heads the market at 4-1. 8-1 for Best Kept Secret. Affleman Cottage is 8-1. 9-1 for Glib Speech. Shake the Bucket is supported from 12s into 9s this morning. 10-1 for Scooping and Solo Benny. And 12s are bigger for the others. Again, quite a tricky old race, Andy. Who do you like in 8 o'clock?
Yeah, actually, I don't mind this race. I've been waiting for RT Celeb to run ever since it took part in that Garen mile handicap on the 20th of October. It doesn't surprise me that Timothy Dawes managed to find an ideal opportunity here on the all-weather surface for this son of Pancho Celeb, because he did all his best work at the finish that day over a mile. He was way, way behind at halfway, but he came home very strongly and eye-catchingly to be a knock-knock to about third. The time of the race actually was quite good for the grade, and his sectional time, RT Celeb in isolation, was an extremely good one for a horse of that grade. It certainly compares favourably with many other higher rated horses on the same card. And because he's lightly raced, and I don't think the handicap has had a chance to really get hold of him yet, he doesn't look a bad bet here in what ostensibly looks a really weak race. Best Kept Secret, he's been sort of knocking at the door. And the other one to mention is Shake the Bucket, who's been a grand servant for Connections over the years. It wouldn't surprise me if he ran well at a price, but I think the one that's open to the most improvement is this RT Celeb. And with just normal improvement, if he handles the ground, or sorry, handles the surface tonight, then it's hard to see him not being there or thereabouts.
RT Celeb, the selection friendly then in the 8 o'clock. Moving on to the 8.30 next, which is Division 2 of this handicap. The market headed by Credit the Giver, who's well-backed as well, 7-2 into 9-4 at the time of recording this. 4-1 for Gunshoot. Brosnan is 8s. 8-1 for Goldknot Silver. 10s for Cara Rowflyer. 11 ton for Dixie Highway and 12s or bigger for the others. It's an apt time for you, Andy. Talk us through your strongest selection of the night then.
Yeah, I'm really keen on this credit the giver here. Unfortunately, the market is as well. I mean, he was 5-1 overnight, which looked a fair tempting each way bet in a race which hasn't got a great deal of strength in depth. But now we're looking down the barrel of 9-4, 2-1. Some firms have actually gone 7-4 the horse this morning, so he's been absolutely knocked off the boards. And it doesn't really surprise me that he has been, because I think he's a good deal better than what he showed on his all-weather debut here at Dundalk on the 23rd of October. It was a race that was very slowly run, so you could probably give Anna O'Brien the benefit of the doubt to a certain degree, but it doesn't really hold her totally unresponsible for the rather passive ride that she gave this horse. She just sat out the back, dawdled, dawdled, dawdled as the field tootled along until coming into the home straight. They all kicked off the front. Lo and behold, if you're at the back of the field, about 10 lengths behind at Dundalk, there's no way in the world in a race of that grade you're going to make up the ground. Now, this horse actually did make up quite a bit of leeway in the end, certainly enough to suggest to me that this horse would have gone a good deal closer had it been ridden with a bit more aggression. And it's not a great surprise for me that Donica's now taken over, of course, the brother of Anna. Hopefully he'll be a little bit more proactive in the early stages, get this horse into better track position, because it's obvious that he's got the ability. And we saw it so many times on the turf as well. He's third behind Northern Surprise and behind Joanne Back in a very strongly run race at Galway. Suggested that this horse is potentially quite well handicapped. Amazingly, the handicap has actually given this horse £4 back. He was 65 going into that race last time out. He certainly did nothing to suggest to me that, you know, he should be as leniently treated as that. And he runs here off 61. You take off Donica O'Brien's 5 and he's off 56. I'll be absolutely amazed if this horse is not better than the 56 horse in time. So tonight's the night, a really weak race. And like I say, with that eye-catching run behind him, it's no real surprise that he's a very short price favourite now.
Credit the giver then. Strong selection for Andy in the 8:30. The 9 o'clock is the final race on the card. We finish here with a handicap over a mile and a quarter. Mademoiselle Penny is 7-2 into 5-2 this morning. Also money for Nicaragua, who's 8-1 into sixes. 7-1 for Brocopondo. Master Chippy 9s. 10-1 for Lomi's Law. Cartographic 12s with Angel's Gift and Absorbing. And 14-1 or bigger prices for the others. So well-backed favourite. The second favourite also attracting money. Andy, do you think the market's got it right in the lucky last?
Yeah, I think the market's got it right with the favourite. I'd certainly put her in my betting strategy in this race. I'll probably play two against the field. I think you've got to include her in it because Patrick Flynn has done a really good job with her in the last month or so. She managed to win at the Curragh and then follow that up with a victory here at Dundalk. That win at the Curragh has been advertised by many horses in behind, including the second Hatch Hall. But that's a win here a couple of weeks ago was probably achieved in a little bit more, with a little bit more sort of easiness, let's say, than the actual official winning margin suggests. I thought she had quite a bit left in the tank that day. So even though the handicap has put her at £4, I don't know, that's an insurmountable perch. The third has won out of it as well, XLA. So she's obviously one to consider. But the other one at a big price here that rather tempts me into risking a few quid is an unraced, very lightly raced horse of Timothy Dawes. Of course, Timothy's got a great chance early on the card with that aforementioned RT Celeb. And he's got a horse here called Ben Runsome, who's a 28-1 shot with William Hill this morning. Now, this one's a bit of a hit and hope job for me, but I think this horse could be quite well handicapped here if he takes to the surface the first time of asking, because he ran quite well in a very good race on the figures down in Listowel behind Robertstown, who's won a handicap mark off a rating in the 90s. And then he finished seventh the other day behind Crocodile Rock in quite a decent little race at Gowran. That maiden, of course, contained several other horses in that race who run well subsequently, including the third Give Battle. That horse is rated 78. So off a mark of 54, he's certainly shown enough to suggest that, you know, he's capable in a race of this nature. And as I said, the price is big enough for us to get involved. So I'd probably play Mademoiselle Penny down the front end, but I'd certainly have a little bit of interest on Ben Runsome at a price.
Okay, a couple to consider then in the lucky last. Let's just have a bit of a summary as usual, Andy, if you'll spin us through your selections one more time.
Yeah, decent card tonight. Two very strong bets and a few other tiddlers along the way. I'm very keen on this Petticoat Government in the first. I'd be absolutely amazed if she doesn't finish in the first three there. I'll probably go Red Ranum, stroke Aspen Mountain each way in the 6 o'clock. Cody X-Back looks another solid each-way recommendation in the 6:30. Tricky Old Race is 7 o'clock. We'll have a strong opinion here, but the token suggesting is Red Words each-way, despite the poor draw. I'm going to give Besh and Betty yet another go in the 7:30 and hope on this occasion he breaks a little bit more cleanly than he has been of late. In the 8 o'clock, Artis Celeb was a real kite catcher last time up at Garran, and he's the choice there. The nap of the night, the strongest bet on the card for me is Credit the Giver. And in the final race, two against the field, the informed Mademoiselle Penny should run well again. But Ben Munson, I certainly think, has been underestimated in the market by most bookmakers, including William Hill, who go a whopping 28-1.
Superb. Good work, Andy. Thank you very much. Good luck and enjoy Dundalk this evening.
Thanks, Mark.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.